What I want you to do, pick up the tape. Right there. Fold the plastic back a bit.
Oh, the name's Paul Watkins and I'm from the Rockhampton Group.
Can you tell me the work that you're doing at this house in Depot Hill at the moment?
Currently what we're doing, we're putting up a sandbag wall because the lady that lives here lives on her own and she's in fear of water inundation into her property. And apparently at the 8.5 mark, the water does start to go under the house.
We can see the water in the backyards of houses of her neighbours, and particularly this neighbour on the right-hand side, the water's quite high. Is this the sort of scene you're seeing all over town?
Mainly in the Depot Hill area, on the Gladstone Road end of it. That's where the water seems to be coming around the back way and coming through. So this is about the worst water affected area, yeah.
You've got a couple of boys here from out of town helping you out. Whereabouts have they come from?
On my crew, I've got from Moorambah, Dysart, and Middlemount, from Middlemount.
Do you often see people come from out of town to help out in situations like this?
Oh, most definitely. The SES is a fairly tight group, and we got hit fairly severely last year, as you realise, with that savage storm we come through and that water there. And we were starting to get fatigued, and the SES has a policy to work a certain amount of hours. So what they did then, the boys from up north and out west came in to assist us, give us time off, and they carried on.
How long have you been involved with the SES?
I'm a new kid on the block. I've only been involved just over 2 years. I joined on the clean-up of 2011.
So are you relieved to know that this flood won't be as bad?
Oh, most definitely. Two reasons, because we hate seeing people put in this situation, plus when it goes, we've got work behind it to come in and do clean-up, assist people to get stuff out from underneath their houses and stuff. So, no, we don't like seeing this sort of thing at all, or any sort of catastrophe or storm or whatever. There's always somebody innocent involved, and we just come along and give them a bit of a G-up and help where we can,
I know they really do appreciate that help. Where are you moving to next?
We go back to Charles Street now and get some more what we call RFAs, and then we'll come out again. I'd say most of our work today or over the weekend will be involved in Depot Hill.
When you're dealing with a situation like this, when do you get to take a break and take stock and I guess absorb what's happened?
We've got a system in place where we have debriefs. Like every day we have a debriefing in the morning. We're given an overview of what's going to happen. And if not, after we've been out all day, at the end of the night we have a debrief. We have got a system in place if people are starting to feel a bit emotionally upset. We've got an embrace program. We've got professional people come in, help us out, listen to our problems and give us a bit of guidance. Yeah.
And what's the morale like with the crews at the moment?
Oh, we're a brotherhood and a sisterhood. Very tight, very tight. Yep.
You say you're only new to the SES. How has the 2 years been for you? Has it been rewarding?
Oh, most definitely. I'm retired, and instead of sitting at home, I joined the SES to keep myself active. I've learned a lot, and I continue to learn. Being older, I do help the younger ones the best I can, where I can. But I know I get a lot of satisfaction out of it, yeah.
Well, Paul, thank you very much. I know this resident in particular and many others are very grateful for the work you're doing.
No worries, thank you.
Join both together.